Chapter 9. The Choice of Heracles. While Heracles was looking after the cows on the lonely Mount Kithaeron, a strange thing happened. As he was sitting on a hill one day, thinking about his future, he saw two lovely women coming towards him. The first was dressed in simple white clothes and seemed shy and good, but the second was dressed in bright colours, wore makeup on her face and seemed very confident of herself.
"Dear Heracles," said the second woman as she came near, "you have reached an age where you must choose what kind of life you want to live. Take me as a friend and let me guide you. I will take you on the easiest and most wonderful path with no work for your body or your mind. You will only have to please yourself and not think about others."
Heracles looked up at the woman's painted face.
"Lady, what is your name?" he asked.
"Those who love me call me Happiness," she said softly. "But my enemies have another name for me, which I do not want to mention."
Then the woman dressed in white started to speak.
"I too can offer you a path in life, Heracles. You are a member of the family of Perseus and a son of Zeus. Follow me and you will do great things in your life and will leave a name that will never be forgotten. If you want to bring happiness to others, you must work hard and use your strength and skill wisely. As for Happiness, who is really called Vice, do not be tricked by her. Only hard work can bring you real happiness."
"Do not believe this girl called Virtue," Vice quickly cried. "My path is short and nice, but hers is long and hard."
"Come, Heracles," Virtue said softly in reply. "Choose the path you want to take."
And with that, Heracles stood up with his eyes on Virtue and cried,
"Lady, I choose your path. Show me how, and I will not turn back, however hard it gets."
"You have chosen well," Virtue said in a gentle voice. "To start, look over there. What is it that disturbs your cows?"
Heracles looked across the valley and saw a huge yellow lion running at his cows. With a furious shout, he raced across the hill, but when he got to the cows, the lion was gone and one of the cows was dead.
"I'll kill that lion or I'll die trying," he shouted angrily and turned to the two strange women.
But when he looked back, he could not see anyone. Heracles did not find the lion at first, so he went down into a valley where King Thestius lived with his 50 beautiful daughters. There he stayed for 50 nights, hunting the lion by day until he finally found its dark cave. Heracles made a large club out of an olive tree and walked bravely into the cave. The great lion flew at Heracles, and he killed it with his club. He took off the lion's skin, and he had it dried. Then he tied it over his shoulders and around his waist. After that, he always wore this lion skin cloak. On his way back to Thebes, Heracles met a messenger from King Erigenus. Many years before, the king had beaten the Thebans in a war and stolen all their weapons, and now he wanted gifts from them. Heracles was furious when he heard this and said things to the messenger which made King Erigenus so angry that he sent some men to Thebes to capture Heracles. But Heracles was waiting for him with some young Thebans he had trained to fight, and they chased the men out of Thebes. Full of anger and hate, Erigenus and his army went off to destroy the city of Thebes. But again, Heracles was ready for them and met them in the mountains before they reached the city. He killed the king and most of his captains and then marched over the hills with his men to take Erigenus's small city for King Creon. Amphitryon was killed in the battle with King Erigenus, but Alcmena found a new husband and lived quietly in Thebes for the rest of her life. King Creon was very grateful to Heracles and said that he should marry his daughter Megara. This was celebrated with the most wonderful wedding, and Heracles hoped to become king of Thebes one day when Creon died. Several years passed, and Heracles had three sons that he loved very much. But Zeus was worried about Heracles. He was living too quietly and was not preparing himself to be the hero that Zeus needed. Hera was also unhappy about Heracles. She thought that as a man born in Argolis, Heracles should be ruled over by the king Eurystheus and not living a comfortable life in Thebes.
"I want him to be a slave of Eurystheus," Hera shouted angrily.
"That I agree to," Zeus replied calmly. "Heracles can work for the coward Eurystheus. He can do 10 labours for the king, the hardest labours of all, and if he survives, you must leave him in peace."
Hera agreed to this happily, and together they made a plan. Hera would use her powers to make Heracles so mad that he killed a man and had to leave Thebes. So Hera went off to find Heracles, but at Zeus's command she was secretly followed by Athena to help Heracles wherever she could. That morning, Heracles' sons were playing with the other boys and young men of the city, and Heracles was sitting on a hill watching them. Suddenly, a dark and evil shadow moved across the sun and stopped above his head. Heracles stood up, but his eyes were wild and he was shaking violently.
"Enemies are here," he shouted in a mad fear. "Eurystheus of Argolis comes to take us all and make us his slaves. But I will not let him. I will save Thebes and protect my children."
With these words and his head full of crazy thoughts, Heracles fired an arrow from his bow and it hit his oldest son, immediately killing him. The other boys ran away screaming in fear, but Heracles had gone mad and he kept firing arrow after arrow, hitting his two other sons and two of his brother Iphicles' sons. At that moment, Athena arrived. And seeing Heracles' wild eyes, she threw a great stone at him and knocked him to the ground. When Hera's powers left Heracles and he was mad no more, he felt such sorrow that he locked himself in a dark room and would not see or speak to anybody. After some time, King Thestius came to Heracles and told him to visit Apollo's temple at Delphi to ask how to pay for his terrible crimes. So Heracles tied his lion skin around his shoulders, grabbed his olive tree club, and left Thebes forever. He did not want to stay there now that his children were dead and his wife Megara had also died of a broken heart. When he reached Delphi, Heracles heard the deep voice of Apollo.
"Heracles, son of Zeus, the time has come for you to begin the labours that will make you famous and will prepare you for the great purpose that you were born for. Go to Eurystheus, king of Argolis, and work for him. Be honest and true, and do all the things he asks without harming him or trying to take his land from him. Perhaps then Zeus will give you a place on Olympus with the gods."
So Heracles went off to Argolis with his nephew Iolaus, one of the sons of his twin brother Iphicles, to find out what plans Eurystheus had for him.